fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tuesday, the 27th of July, the Tuesday Morning Roundtable, third hour. The prep tip of the day is to stock up on heirloom seeds, non-GMO, open-pollinated seeds. Great for yourself, your team, and for barter purposes. Get them now while you can. Tuesday Morning Roundtable this morning consists of myself, Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His books are sale at Amazon.com. And our next caller is Dave in Texas. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call. Good show, like usual. I had a comment concerning the caller, two callers ago, about what they should be teaching kids in high school.
Okay.
My opinion is you need to teach these youngsters critical thinking. I didn't really start getting into critical thinking until I got into college and engineering classes and statistics. But once you get into the sciences and realize how things work, you don't get bamboozled as much as you would if you were not aware of the way things are put together, how science works. Of course, if they're teaching real science nowadays, how people are fooled with statistics. But overall, it's critical thinking. Make people think about what they're hearing on the TV, what they're getting from the news media, the lies, the propaganda. That'll cut through that. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you. I agree, absolutely. Critical thinking skills are absolutely not optional. And a friend of mine, he was the headmaster of a Christian elementary school, K through 8. And he said, John, we spend an awful lot of our time attempting, the critical word being attempting, to teach critical thinking skills. A follow-up to that for Trevor in Iowa, for the students, that would be athletics. I asked people, why was high school football started a century ago? And they can't answer that. Well, here's why. The purpose of high school football was to turn soft city boys into tough young men. That was the purpose of football beginning a century ago, and it still does that. I have to admit that summer football practice for John Moore was the toughest physical activity I've ever done in my life, far worse than anything in the military, including Vietnam, special forces, basic training, far worse than anything else I'd ever done in my life physically. And it was a mental challenge as well to discipline myself to hang in there and not quit. Athletics teach discipline, leadership, physical toughness, mental toughness, all very good attributes for any young man or young woman. And I encourage young men and women to be involved in athletics for those reasons. Let's see. Leon, you got any follow-up on that comment about the athletics in high school?
Yes, and think about it. If the military is so desperate for people that even congressmen are saying they want to lower the draft age or the lower the age of acceptance down to 16 now because they cannot find men and women with that aren't pre-diabetic, overweight, and they don't have the critical thinking skills. So right now they're actually lowering the age by 2 years. That's the goal because they can't find enough people in America to do it. And with all this transgender junk that you're seeing, you know, they're just emasculating the strong military men and women, for that matter, who are, you know, being feminized, and it's just across the board. So yes, I agree with you. Sports are great, and both the individual, whether it's the shooting sports or if it's the physical sports, you know, by toughening up your body, you're going to be in much better shape when we don't have electricity and ready-made power available, and everybody's going to lose weight. So you might as well get in shape now. And if you're young, it's easier to stay in shape than it is to get back in shape, because we see people in America that are completely morbidly obese, and for them they say it's easier to keep it than it is to start again.
Well, you're right about the physical toughness, but the mental toughness is just as important, if not more
so. Correct.
And for those who don't know, here's summer football practice. There's two practices a day. There's a morning practice and the afternoon practice. And here in Missouri, in August, it is really hot and really humid. And that afternoon practice is grueling. It is absolutely grueling. And your brain is telling you, I can't do this. I don't want to do this. I want to stop.
Right.
And then you have to shake off that feeling and say, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to let myself down and let my teammates down by quitting. I'm not going to do that. And you push ahead to do things you don't believe you can do. Your body can do a lot more than you think it can. And that's what I found out. I found out that 175-pound John Moore could run into two men that weighed 240, 250 apiece and maybe knock one down, or maybe knock them both down, weighing far less than either man, let alone two of them put together. I learned no fear under those circumstances. I learned to no longer have any physical fear whatsoever in that period of time.
As a matter of fact, can I elaborate? You were right about that, because when you think about the SEALs and the recon and special forces, you know, they don't necessarily find the largest and the strongest person, because, you know, with the SEALs, they are exposed to water problems and hypothermia, and you can have a guy who's 300 pounds, can bench press 500 pounds, 400 pounds, 300 pounds, but he can't handle the cold. And so if the body starts shaking, the vast majority of people, you know, the people who fail out of BUDS, and I know many, many SEALs, and I've worked with them on board my ship during the Persian Gulf War, and I saw them pass out in their food when they were during Hell Week. And it wasn't the biggest ones. It was the ones who had the most intestinal fortitude and perseverance. They just did not give up. And that's what we need, is more people that have that. And you ingrain that when you're sweating all afternoon in August in Missouri because of the temperature and the
humidity
and all the things attached to the environmental issues. And because of that, you know, by having the skills and the your children and young people do this now, and that's what boot camp's all about. It's to weed out the people who are weak-minded and people who don't believe in the whole credo of, you know, we're going to make a difference in the world. We're going to protect America and protect the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And a lot of people forget about the domestic aspect, and that's what we're dealing with right now, the domestic enemies.
Well, I didn't say anything to my drill instructors, but I was thinking to myself, are you guys serious? You think this is hard? I mean, I was in a state outdoor track meet 6 months before I was in basic training, and they used me as a demonstrator to demonstrate the new physical things that needed to be done, whether it was the horizontal ladder, which from I was just playing is all I was doing. I was having a great time. Doing chin-ups, push-ups, and crawling on my belly, and you know, all these things. And I was on the Fort Bragg, not the Fort Bragg, the Fort Leonard track team while I was in basic training, which was pretty much unheard of as well. Looks like we got Kyle back. You back, Kyle, in Montana?
Yeah, I am, John. I thought of some other things for the teacher, this and for the kids. I'm going to throw something out there that is you're probably so. I think if you don't have as a kid growing up, you're younger, young adult, and if you don't have some kind of a moral standpoint that you can stand on, you're not going to make it very far. You're going to be wiped away. There's an old saying that says, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. There's even a country song made out of that. But anyway, I think if you don't know Christ, because what we're fixing to go into here, you're going to have a moral compass that is going to guide you, and it's got to be more powerful and more important to you than anything else. All of these things that we're telling you are going to be really important, but you're not going to have the center, the core strength to be able to weather what's coming unless you have a faith and a strength inside of you that can go beyond where you think you can go and is more important to you than your own life. So I'm going to throw that out there. The other two things that I thought about. So these are almost never talked about, and almost nobody's doing any of it anymore because all the manufacturing has left this country pretty much. But there's two things that if you knew how to do these, you'll be in such demand it'll blow your mind. Number one, learn how to work with tin. Learn how to mold it. Learn how to fashion it. Learn how to make things in solder and weld. Learn how to work with sheet steel really well. Knowing how to do that will change your life. The other thing that is almost non-existent anymore, and you'll have to probably try to hunt out a school to teach you even, is learn how to be a machinist. Even though power might be hard to come by in this, once we go through whatever reason of collapse that we're going to have, power will be eventually brought back, or people will find a way to be able to make power, to be able to run certain things, to create the machinery and the work of what we need to have that's going to build a society again. So in my opinion, learn how to be a machinist. That's the one skill that I'm acquainted with, and if you put me in there, I could do a few things. But there's just ways of making barrels and making guns and learning how to tolerances and learning how to make gears and teeth and pitch and all of these different things that were just going to be astronomically valuable. By the time those kids are 8, if they're 18, 16, 17, 15, even 16, 17, 18, by the time they're 30, I guarantee you those skills are going to be in such demand in this country, you'll be able to name your price. My dad used to say you'll be able to sing the song and sing it yourself. So anyway, that's my opinion for this today. And again, please remember, the main thing I was asking about with the food shortages, John, to ask Steve if he calls in, is how, not so much, I know that it's coming and it's here and it's going to get worse, but I was going to ask him more along the lines of how they are planning to try to use that to implement whatever kind of an agenda. If he'd heard anything about how they're going to try to use this to implement an agenda that we might not have thought of.
Well, we'll see if Steve joins us. Anything else, Carl?
You bet. Nope, that's it. Thanks, John.
Okay, thank you. Well, Jeff, we've got lots of agendas moving forward, and behind the scenes, there seems to be some connection between many of them, doesn't there, sir?
Oh, well, the agendas are interconnecting. Whatever else you may say, there's a lot of alliances, and of course, there's rivalries.
Alliances and rivalries and hidden agendas. It's all very complex, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Trevor from Iowa had an interesting question for asking all our audience members, our listeners, to comment on what would be helpful for high school students in their challenges ahead. And it looks like we got a caller on hold here. Dave in New York. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. Yeah, I wanted to follow up with Dr. Richard Fleming's information you gave there. That was a big conference he had. I tried to get RBN to put that up before his conference, but I may have forgotten to tell them. And then the conference, I only knew about it about a week before it happened. But it's interesting because he reports on predicted dangers based on humanized mouse studies with the spike protein, I guess, and with monkey trials, that there could be both mad cow disease and Alzheimer's disease promoted by these regions, these engineered regions in the spike protein. And then Mike Adams just put out the other day something about J.B. Klassen's work. And this guy, it's hard to find his papers, actually. They really tried to suppress him. He was in contact with Kennedy. It was, going against vaccines all along. And he has a paper. The paper's titled COVID-19 Vaccine-Associated Parkinson's Disease, a Prion Disease Signal in the UK Yellow Card Adverse Event Database. In the abstract, it says the analysis showed a highly statistical significant and clinically relevant 2 to 0.6-fold increase in Parkinson's disease, a prion disease, in the AstraZeneca adverse reaction reports compared to the Pfizer vaccine adverse reaction reports. These results are consistent with monkey toxicity studies showing that infection with SARS-CoV-2 results in Lewy body formation. So that's from the SARS-CoV-2 itself. But Dr. Fleming was saying this all originates from the spike protein issues. And I think it's very important to begin to see some of the manifestation of what was predicted, that we're going to have problems coming out of this stuff. And we have the full biochemical mechanism elucidated ahead of time by Fleming et al. You folks have any comment on that one point?
Not so much one point, but Dr. Fleming's four-hour presentation is the smoking gun evidence that I believe everybody needs to educate themselves on, inform themselves, so they in turn can hopefully inform others that have not yet got the COVID shot so they won't get the shot. Because this is a matter of, literally a matter of life and death to not get these shots. And I think once people watch this 4 hours, they won't get the shots. What do you think, Dave?
Well, I think half of them already did.
That's true. It's too late for the people that got it, obviously.
Yeah, what kind of reaction can we have to this? This information needed to be suppressed, and there's so many people believing in these shots. Now there's further information showing, and Chris Martinson went over data from Israel in his episode 15, and he basically showed that there was a protective effect of the Pfizer, because Israel's 90% Pfizer. I can hold over a second.
Okay, hold over. We're right there. Yeah. Right. We'll be right there.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 27th of July. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Great EMP Shield sale going on right now. Check it out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Building with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. And Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Dave, you got another comment, sir?
Yeah, I should first say that my feeling from all the people I've heard is that Dr. Richard Fleming and Judy Mikovits are really the top scientists I see. And there's a lot of doctors out there, Tenpenny and company, who are not really trained scientists. And there's a big difference there. And Dr. Fleming operates in the existing paradigms of understanding of the molecular biology, et cetera. And he's so adept at all of this information, John, 4 hours. How are we going to digest and list what he said in the 4 hour talk? I went to sleep after the first hour and I don't think I ever got back to the talk, which I'm glad you brought it back up again.
Well, with the modern age, you can start it and stop it and go back and review it as many times as necessary.
Yeah. But, I mean, documenting the information is important, writing it down so we can go back and review it and remember it, because there's so much is flowing through our brains that we're not even familiar with. What I was saying was that basically Chris Martinson went over the Israeli data showing that the Pfizer vaccine is apparently providing good protection against infection with the SARS-CoV-2. And if this is the case, and this is what I was concerned with, now we have an optimally worse situation where the vaccine protects people from getting infected, and this is well known by people, or at least believed. But at the same time, it has downsides of mad cow disease and Alzheimer's as latent issues, and it has immediate, instant problems of paralysis and all the other adverse effects, including rapid death within 1 to 3 days or a little after, and the blood clots, all these problems. So you can push it on one, you can promote it like they do on the media, but they are ignoring all the bad parts, which are going to destroy the society if there are massive deaths. And you made that point too, John. So
absolutely. Well,
yeah.
Good comment.
Now,
in
Indonesia, we're seeing a spike in cases, and it's a little unclear why. These case spikes are kind of going around the world. We had Brazil, then we had India, and now we got Indonesia. And, you know, what variant, what's going on there is a little unclear. I will say that Chris Martinson in his episode 14 also pointed out, and this is, or 15, basically, there was information that came out from the UK that the vaccinated people who got two doses, and it's mostly AstraZeneca there, had a 0.79% case fatality rate. That means if they got it, they would die. 0.8%. Okay. The unvaccinated, 0.14%. So the unvaccinated people were much less susceptible to dying from it, but it appears that they are more likely to get it. And the net difference is perhaps a little unclear, but I think the unvaccinated therefore have at least half of half as much danger of dying based on the UK data. But, you know, we get different data all the time, and it's unclear. It's confusing.
It is, and so much of the data we've seen over the past year has been completely fraudulent. Anything else, Dave?
That's it. I would just, that's it for now. Thanks, John.
Okay, thanks for the call. Our next caller is Chris in North Carolina. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
Excellent. I'm actually in South Carolina, but that's okay. I just wanted to, it's a little change of subject, but it's along the same lines as freedom's sake goes. My father and I are both private pilots, and the FAA, I don't know if you guys have discussed this any in the past couple days, but the FAA, or Federal Aviation Administration, has come out with new directives for flight training. And so basically what they're doing is, I see it as an assault on, you know, freedom, basically, because they're saying that you can no longer get training in special category aircraft, like, or experimental aircraft, or primary category aircraft, which are small, just small planes or warbirds, unless you get specific special approval from them. So the flight instructor has to do it, and this all stems from the an organization in Florida giving volunteer free flight instruction in warbirds, a specific plane that was airworthy and everything. But once they did that, they said they need to cease and desist, which has never happened before for giving flight training like that. They all of a sudden, within a couple of days, broadened the whole spectrum to cover like 40,000 different types of aircraft. And
really?
To me... Yeah, to me, and it's not 100% settled. Well, it's settled.
Hold
now.
On, hold on, hold on to the break here, Chris. Hold on to the break. We'll be right back.
Handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 27th of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there, including a very nice piece of real estate, a little country, well, 3,000 square foot, a good-sized country store with a completely rehabilitated house next to it and a lot behind it across the creek, less than $100,000. I can look out my kitchen window and see that little country store. We'd love to see it back in service, serving the community, to help us do what we need to do down here in Davisville, Missouri. Also, of course, energy cleaners. We're getting a fresh supply in tomorrow evening and another fresh supply next week, helping people all over the world get their life back. That's what we do. We help people get their life back, get past the arthritis pain, get past the not getting a great night's sleep. Check out the details at my website. You can place your order right there for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad to go with it, at my website at thelibertyman.com. And of course, I have a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His books are sale at amazon.com. 6 books. 3 he authored, 3 more that he co-authored. Chris, your information I find very, I'm going to try to summarize what you're saying here. Please help me out. The FAA is making it more difficult to get training on what would be called warbirds, is combat-type aircraft.
Yes, that is true. Older aircraft, warbirds, say like a P-51 Mustang, you have to, what they, just to go back, what they did, they went to this one organization and said, hey, even though you're not getting paid to give training to someone, it was all volunteers, and the people taking the training are volunteers, so there's no money change or anything. They say that training is worth, has value. Therefore, we consider it compensation. Therefore, you cannot do it anymore. So this is the first time they've done something like this in, like, I don't know, it was like 70 years. You know, so they're inhibiting the ability for people to get training in that kind of aircraft. But also, it, say if I own a plane, but it's not an experimental or special category, but if it was an experimental plane or I built it myself, they say I cannot get instruction from an instructor. And that instructor cannot use my airplane to instruct me, even though I personally own it and it's airworthy, unless I get a special permission, which it's, what is it called? Like a LAOTA request form, I think it is, for the FAA. And, you know, there's long lead times on that now. And this has all happened within the last, you know, week, basically, or week to 2 weeks.
Well, I got a question for you, Chris. Could the student just pay $1 per lesson?
No, because then that's considered compensation. So, I guess my point to calling in is it's a steady encroachment on our personal freedoms, and now it's going into the aviation, general aviation community, where that's basically the ultimate freedom. That's the same thing as getting in your car and just driving from Missouri to the Grand Canyon at your own free will. You know,
I got a follow up on it. I agree with you, Chris. I got a follow up on this. It's been 25 years ago. The government was making it difficult for the collectors of military vehicles that were stored on military property to get access to their own vehicles that they owned that were being stored on military property. It was to be World War II tanks, armored personnel carriers, armored cars, things of that nature. I knew some of these collectors, and the government was making it, I haven't checked up on it recently, but they were making it more difficult to be in that, participate in that hobby. Now the same government is making it more difficult for men to get and women to get training on combat aircraft. Do you see a pattern here, sir?
Yeah, not just combat aircraft. All sorts of general aviation aircraft that fall into specific categories. So it's just another encroachment. We see these people, these newer people in the FAA and these lawyers, they're getting their marching orders from someone. And apparently they want all facets of our economy and our ability to just have freedom in flying or driving or whatever to slowly be diminished. And yeah, it's making it more unsafe too. So people have aircraft that they want to get some special training in. They won't be able to do it without waiting to get an approval and sitting in this LOTA form and waiting to hear back from the FAA, which before you could just go say, hey, I want to get training in this specific, you know, airplane and get an endorsement, which would take a 4 or 5 hours and or minimum 5 hours, and now you can't do it. I'm not saying it's for all aircraft, but it's for a large number of aircraft, and it's just a look into the future, a glimpse of what's coming down the pike if these people aren't reined in. And the Federal Aviation Administration, when they say something, it basically is law. I mean, they
those regulations
have their own. So
right.
Yeah. Anyway, and I'm anti-shot.
Well, thanks for the heads up, Chris.
Shot,
we appreciate
so
it.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
All right. God bless. Bye.
Leon, you're listening to this patiently. What's your thoughts on what Chris just told us? Leon, are you with us? Jeff, what are your thoughts on what Chris just told us, sir?
I don't understand why they would be restricting people from training with certain planes. That's kind of interesting. I, it's, Well, I'd be looking for a larger pattern in what they are trying to accomplish by doing that.
I know for a fact the government's very interested in people with skills, skills that can be used to resist tyranny. And being a pilot, of course, is certainly a skill that can be used to resist tyranny. Our next caller is Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, John. Mike Adams has an article. Dr. David Martin is saying that Anthony Fauci and Peter Daszak should be considered domestic terrorists and should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. They have in his emails dated February 6th and February 7th, Peter Daszak on the record stating that we need a cover story that distances him and the Chinese from this particular pathogen. It's in the public records, Dr. Martin said. Reading portions of the email showing Daszak knew full well what he was doing by railing power players from the sectors of the media, medicine, and stock market to usher in the scheme. They are profiting. He says that is collusion, that is racketeering. That is under the Patriot Act, domestic terrorism. He says people think that somehow or another that a piece of the SARS coronavirus was turned into a vaccine. That is not true, he said. A computer-simulated synthetic chimeric computer-generated code was given by China to Moderna to put into an injection so that your cells, in the case of mRNA vaccines, would produce the S1 spike protein synthesis, not the actual virus, the way we used to do vaccines. This was a computer code uploaded by China to inject a pathogen stimulant into the American population. This in no way was ever meant to help anyone. It was only meant to harm people. And he's got the full interview with Dr. David Martin on Fauci, the DOJ. It's on the Stu Peters Show, July 19th, 2021. If everybody goes to naturalnews.com, I encourage them to go watch that interview. Everyone could please keep my son in their prayers today. He has to have some very serious surgery. I would appreciate it if people would please pray for him.
Absolutely. All right.
All right. Thank you,
Elizabeth. We appreciate the call. Our next caller is Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, John. This is for Chris. This is I'm listening to Ralph Winterud, and he says that these agencies, and that's all the FAA is an agency. It's not constitutional. There's a certain way they can only promulgate these regulations, and he says none of them do it right, and they can't just say something and, you know, say this is the law, and they have to, you know, and the FDA does it and all these other agencies do it too, but they're he mostly deals with the IRS, but, you know, and they certainly don't do it. But he says that it's something about serve them with judicial notice that these regulations that they're trying to put out there, they were not promulgated according to how they're supposed to put them out there. So people that have listened to Ralph know what I talk about, because he says this practically every show, talking about them. But this is, you know, I don't think that they can do this, what they're trying to do. They have to put it out there in the Federal Register, get comments, and then address the comments. And they never do it. None of these agencies do. So anyway, if you're listening, Chris, you might want to listen to one of Ralph Winter's show and maybe email him and call him and talk to him about it. So anyway, that's all I had, John. Thank you,
Sherry. We appreciate the call. All right, let's move on. John in Tennessee is back. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Comment on Chris's subject, you know, why would they not want the average pilot to have training on military aircraft or on aircraft of specific origin. Pretty obvious. They don't want you learning how to fly a military aircraft. They're living in fear. You know, there's a lot of guys, myself included, it's been a long time, but they gave us on-the-job training. So what my question for Chris would be, what would prohibit someone from just a ride-along and let them watch? I mean, I'm sure they have a way to know, truth be known, they have a way to know the conversation that's on going on in a plane. If we really wanted to be clear, off, activate microphones. I've got an unusual situation that I want to ask both of you about. I dial one phone number. I talk about some investigating. When I hang up, I get the disconnect. I go to call and one connection, but my phone is connected twice. Let me ask you what you think might be going on.
That's beyond my expertise. I don't have a clue. Jeff, you got anything to add to that?
No.
Okay. No.
Well, I'm wondering if I'm not, there's not access to my phone. Actually dialing two numbers when I dial one. Paranoia? Possibly, but it's paranoid if it's true.
Okay. Well,
all right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Let's move on from there. We got Patty in Florida. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, Jenna. Good morning, gentlemen. I have a question and a comment. My question is, why hasn't that EUA, the Emergency Use Authorization, been revoked? Because it's already been proven that there are alternative and available methods to therapeutically treat, including ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And the basis of that emergency use authorization, the only way they could get that emergency use authorization was by their false reports that there were no other therapies. So my question is, why hasn't that been revoked now that it's proved? That's a fundamental logical conclusion, at least in my mind. That EUA should be revoked. And the end of the vaccines, you know, or whatever that, a Frankenshot.
Well, we can only hope that those things will happen. They haven't yet. We'll
right.
See.
Do you follow my logic there? If the very fundamental basis for that EUA in the first place has now been proven false, and the reports, Dr. Lee Merritt had brought that up, that report that they smeared hydroxychloroquine, that was written by a science fiction writer and a porn star. No kidding. And published in some medical journal. That's been proven false. So the whole premise of that EUA has no basis. It should be revoked. Well, if I have a second left, really difficult, really, really difficult for me to talk about. My brother died on April 18th this year. He was an experienced skydiver. He was 74 years old. And I'm not sure whether he took the shot or not, and I'm a little too sensitive about it to even ask. But I'm wondering, you know, now that we hear about all these pilots, if potentially the reason why his parachute failed was because he might before the jump.
Well, and, there's...
Is it possible that a skydiver, an experienced skydiver, parachute would just fail like that with the two safeties? If he took the shot beforehand, which I know I got to find out. I just get all broken up about it when I think about it.
Right, right. Well, we've had this phenomenon called vaccidence, where people that have had the shot have a momentary blackout. And for your own satisfaction, Patty, you need to find out.
It's just one of those things. Such a sore spot. Right. Anyway, thank you for taking my call. God bless you both.
We're sorry for your loss. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds. And if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 27th. We'll do the wrap-up here. We'll have Leon go first and give Jeff the final word. Go ahead, Leon.
Yes, sir. Things are starting to accelerate, and everybody talks about it, but you know, when you see the food prices, and you know, more and more spouses are realizing that things are going, you know, getting out of control, and you know, Mike Adams and the others are talking about food riots in September, October, and so there's so many things that we have to prepare for. And so, you know, my attitude is, if you have stuff in your house that you're not using, that's generating cash, you know, dump it. You know, sell it on eBay, however you want to, because you know, some of the physical things are not going to help when you need food. And so that's probably the biggest thing is right now, is I would say, is get your food and water together and essential oils.
Okay. Thank you, Leon. Appreciate it. Jeff, your summary, sir.
Oh, I would just say that, excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. You know, people, we've got a lot of conspiracy theories floating around, and some of them will have you believe that everything a Western government says is a lie. And that's just as wrong as believing everything they say is the truth. And when people are saying that the leaders of Russia are the ones that are telling the truth, if you think the Western governments lie, the governments in Russia and China lie even more. So there is this question of what the interests of Americans or people in the West are versus their enemies. And they do have enemies internal, and they do have problems with the leadership of the West. And let's not believe something that is actually useful to an enemy to divide and conquer us.
I agree absolutely, Jeff. I agree absolutely. Well, we're going to be back, you and I, tomorrow morning for an hour. It'll be your hour exclusively to talk about the international commerce conspiracy and what we're facing right now. This is not some future scenario we're talking about, but we have a bona fide agent of the Chinese communists in the Oval Office on Tuesday morning, the 27th day of July. I find that pretty scary, don't you, sir?
I do.
Well, I hope people will pay attention, and be sure and tune in tomorrow morning. We'll continue this discussion. Jeff, enjoy the rest of the day. We'll have you back tomorrow, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Well, also tomorrow morning, we'll have a chance, and he sells food. Food is becoming a really big deal, in case you don't know. It's becoming a really big deal. Professor McCann, second hour. Jeff will be on the third hour. Thursday morning, we'll have Kirk with Ready Pure Water Filters and Dr. Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz is really popular. I need to catch up with Steve Hunt and see what's going on with him. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your engine cleaner, essential oils, now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.